She pulled out cans and boxes and bottles, glasses and dishes and bowls, pots and pans. She stacked everything on the kitchen table, and when she ran out of room there, she used the floor. She took each coat out of the hall closet, unzipped and inverted all the pockets. She found money, ticket stubs, tissues, and nothing. After each strip search, she discarded the innocent coat to the floor. She flipped the cushions off the couches and armchairs. She emptied her desk drawer and file cabinet. She dumped the contents of her book bag, her laptop bag, and her baby blue bag. She sifted through the piles, touching each object with her fingers to register its name in her head. Nothing. Her search didn't require her to remember where she'd already looked. The heaps of unearthed stuff evidenced her previous excavation sites. From the looks of things, she'd covered the entire first floor. She was sweating, manic. She wasn't giving up. She raced upstairs. She ransacked the laundry basket, the bedside tables, the dresser drawers, the bedroom closets, her jewelry box, the linen closet, the medicine cabinet, the downstairs bathroom. She ran back down the stairs, sweating, manic. John stood in the hallway, ankle deep in coats. "What the hell happened in here?" he asked. "I'm looking for something." "What?" She couldn't name it, but she trusted that somewhere in her head, she remembered and knew. "I'll know when I find it." "It's a complete disaster in here. It looks like we've been robbed." She hadn't thought of that. It would explain why she couldn't find it. "Oh my God, maybe someone stole it." "We haven't been robbed. You've torn the house apart." She spotted an untouched basket of magazines next to the couch in the living room. She left John and the theft theory in the hallway, lifted the heavy basket, poured the magazines onto the floor, fanned through them, and then walked away. John followed her. "Stop it, Alice. You don't even know what you're looking for." "Yes, I do." "What then?" "I can't say." "What does it look like? What is it used for?" "I don't know. I told you. I'll know when I find it. I have to find it, or I'll die." She thought about what she just said. "Where's my medication?" They walked into the kitchen, kicking through boxes of cereal and cans of soup and tuna. John found her many prescription and vitamin bottles on the floor and the days of the week dispenser in a bowl on the kitchen table. "Here they are," he said. The urge, the life and death need, didn't dissipate. "No, that's not it." "This is insane. You have to stop this. The house is trashed." "Trash?" She opened the compactor, pulled out the plastic bag, and dumped it. "Alice!" She ran her fingers through avocado skins, slimy chicken fat, bald tissues and napkins, empty cartons and wrappers, and other trash thingies. She saw the Alice Howland DVD. She held the wet case in her hands and studied it. "Huh, I didn't mean to throw this out." "There it is, that must be it," said John. "I'm glad you found it." "No, this isn't it." "All right, please, there's trash all over the floor. Just stop. Go sit and relax. You're frenzied. Maybe if you stop and relax, it'll come to you." "Okay." Maybe, if she sat still, she'd remember what it was and where she'd put it. Or maybe she'd forget she was ever even looking for something.